Midrashim about Am Yisrael in Parshas Bo. Vayera is focused on the Egyptians, punishing them and breaking their will. Am Yisrael is on the sidelines. Begin with Bo, Am Yisrael starts to be more involved and more engaged. They tell the story, so now they realize they have a future, they'll have grandchildren, they'll have a family, they're living a story, they're not just living empty lives. And then they become much more involved in the night of Pesach. They defy Egyptian culture by sacrificing their pagan deity, buying it 4 days ahead of time. So Am Yisrael is much more in the center. And of course, before they leave Mitzrayim, they're given a whole different system of calendars and timing, Achodesh Zelachem, which of course reinvents identity. You're not counting time like other people count time, you're living time differently. There's a lot of beautiful midrashim about Am Yisrael. So every year on Pesach we say Ve'yotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Misham B'yad Chazaka U'Bizron Etuya U'V'Mara Gadol U'V'Yosos U'V'Mofsim. It's a Pesach in Kitavo Nerami Ovid Abi, which describes five modifiers for the Gula: B'yad Chazaka, Zron Etuya, Mara Gadol, Osos, and Mofsim. In the Agadah, the Baal Agadah interprets each of these phrases in Parshas Kitavo as referring to a different feature of Gula. What is the phrase Mara Gadol? We would think it means fear, frightening, fearsome. In the Haggadah, we interpret it as Zugi Lo Shechina. Mara Gadol, Zugi Lo Shechina. The Haggadah quotes certain psukim to prove to us that the phrase Mara Gadol can refer to Gilo Shechina. What does that mean? Sounds redundant. Gilo Shechina, we know it's Zoran Etoye, is Yer Chazaka, Zadever, Zoran Etoye, Zoracheref. What is Mara Gadol, Zugi Lo Shechina referring to? So it's referring to the following medrash. It's an amazing medrash. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said the medrash. It's one of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's most well-known statements. This is the first mass Gilo Shechina. The first mass revelation in human history occurred in the place least likely to host it. In Sefer Bereishis, there were individual Gilo Shechina. Vayera Elav Hashem, Bahar Hashem Mira. But the first people mistake this. They think the first Gilo Shechina was in Har Sinai. The first mass Gilo Shechina was in Mitzrayim. Hashem came down, kechasos alayla, ani ored b'toch Mitzrayim. We brought a carbon because Hashem was close to us, as a carbon Pesach. The word Pesach doesn't mean he skipped over the homes. The word Pesach means he hovered over the homes, his presence, the Shekhinah. And once Hashem was Pesach, he was hovered over the homes, then the mashkos couldn't come in. Hashem skipped over the homes. The effect of Pesach was the next day, you saw death, 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 life, death, death, death. It looked like Hashem had skipped over the mechanism. The methodology was not Hashem skipping and moving, Hashem was hovering over the Jewish homes, Gilo Shechina. So this is the least place you think it should happen, least likely place. It's full of Avodah Zarah, it's full of death, it's full of... So why is the first Gilo Shechina happening in Mitzrayim? So listen to Rabbi Shimon. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Gidola chibasin shel Yisrael, Hashem loves us so much, shenigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'makom avodes kochavim, v'makom tinofes, v'makom tumah. It's a place that's full of idols and full of blood and full of death and full of black magic, but we're there. And Hashem loves us so much that this is the night in which the love affair between Hashem and Am Yisrael begins. And as a sign of that love, Hashem descends into the place that they are, even though it's a cesspool of pagan black magic and of death. One day, Mir Hashem, when you're dating, you'll want to know, is this the one? Is this the woman I really love and I should marry her? Part of the way you can decide that is if you don't really care where you're going that night. If you care too much where you're going together and you sit there and spend too much time, means you don't really want to be with the person. You want to go out to a movie, you're looking for some company. You want to go out to a restaurant, you're looking for some company. But if you love that person, somebody says, I don't really care, let's go to a mountain. Let's just sit in a room. Let's just stand outside. You don't really care where you are because place is determined by person rather than place and person. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is determined by our being there. And Gidol Chibas and Shal Yisrael. So this is the beginning of the great love between Hashem and Am Yisrael. And Hashem descends into Mitzrayim for the first Gilo Shechina. So we say, V'mara Gadol Zigilo Shechina, it's not just a throwaway statement. V'mara Gadol Zigilo Shechina is reflecting the love between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, another interesting medrash. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. I don't know how the medrash interprets this, but Meir is a fascinating statement, which also starts a big legacy. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rabbi Meir Omer, Li V'Lachem Hi HaGula. Don't think you're the only people being redeemed. I'm being redeemed. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hitched his faith to the Jewish people. We represent his presence in this world. As our stock rises, his presence augments. as our stock falls and declines, his presence diminishes. That's called the Chilul Hashem. Anytime Hashem's presence diminishes in this world. So he says, Leave Alechem Hagula. Don't think you're the only people being redeemed. I'm also being redeemed. Because when you were in Galus, my presence was more obscured in this world. Now that you're being redeemed from a Galus, if you read Yechezkel Parachaf provides a very different saga for the Gula. In the Yechezkel Parachaf, essentially Hashem asks the Jewish people to surrender some of their pagan commitments. And they refuse to. Hashem gets angry at them. Hashem says, maybe I shouldn't redeem you. That whole story doesn't occur in Shmos for all sorts of reasons. So why does Hashem redeem us in the storyline of Yechezkel? Because it would have been a Chilul Hashem if you had stayed in Mitzrayim, and rather than being redeemed and having the world see me through your experiences. So this is the Medrash, the Rimeir quote. I don't know how he gets it for the Pasuk. Achodesh Zeh Lachem probably sounds like a non-textually anchored concept. But Leiv Lachem Hagula. You're being redeemed, and I'm being redeemed. Don't think you're the only people being redeemed, because this is called, of course, in Kabbalah, Shchinta Begalusa. There's a lot more connotations than just Hashem being in Galus. It's cosmological. Hashem is contained or shrunken, not shrunken, his presence is limited. Okay, one more medrash, okay? When the Jewish people, or when Choshech afflicts Mitzrayim, so the Torah says, Ulchol b'nei Yisrael hayu'ar b'mosh v'osam. This is a strange word, b'mosh v'osam. We know where they live. They live in Goshen. We've heard about Goshen before, particularly with Arov, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that the Arov didn't afflict the Jewish people. It says, V'hifl Hashem ben Eretz Goshen. So we know they're in Goshen. What's the drama? What's the big mystery? B'mosh v'osam. So the Medrash interprets as follows. Okay. Let me read the Medrash to you. Shehu Yisrael nichnas l'toch batein shel Mitzrayim, v'yiron b'hem klei kesev v'klei zahav v'smalos. Shekol makom shehaya Yehudi nichnas, haya or nichnas u'meir lo ma shebechavios u'vatevos u'vmatmonios. Mosh v'sam means wherever the Jews were, there was light. Not just in Goshen, but if Jews walked into the Egyptian areas, then they were radiating light. And there was a technical reason for this. They should see the gold and silver they were owed, which eventually they will solicit from the Egyptians. Not demand, not ransack, but solicit and kindly ask. Not to be a bully, not to be aggressive. Wrote about this week, so you should read about not taking aggressive tactics in life. We could have easily just demanded the money and seized it. Okay, that was a technical reason. But this is a very iconic moment. Kodesh Baruch was preparing the Jewish people for their role in history. Literally be an Or LaGoyim, to literally try to dispel darkness, and wherever we are, even if we're not in Israel, even if we're in foreign lands, to create that light, light of reason, light of monotheism, light of morality. So Choshech was not just a punitive experience, but it was an iconic one which symbolized the Jewish people bringing light to a darkened environment. So you're starting to see Bo shifting, and the matter shifts, the entire story from Hashem and Paro's hardened heart to Am Yisrael and their role. Leave Alechem Agula. I'm being redeemed along with you. I'm going to visit you wherever you are. And you'll be providers of light for people that are lost in darkness. Okay? Chanan, get some sleep.